It's no secret that climate change is throwing a wrench in Vermont's traditional ski season. As temperatures warm, local ski areas are working to adapt. The latest innovation here, farming snow. Here to talk with us about how that works is Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter, Abigail Giles. Abigail, good morning.
Good morning, Liam.
All right, so Burke Mountain Ski Area just got permission from the state to try snow farming. Abigail, what exactly is that and what's their plan?
Yeah, so as folks know, Burke is up in the Northeast Kingdom, and they have a really famous ski academy there. They've trained Olympians like Michaela Schifrin. So they, more than maybe even other ski areas, really need to have consistent snow on their race course so that students can train in the fall. Starting next spring, they want to try stockpiling snow on that race course. They're going to mount it up in a pile about 20 feet high and 300 feet wide and cover it and store it through the summer. Then come fall, they can spread the snow out, and the idea is that they could create a race course even if it's still too warm to make new snow, hence farming snow.
So Burke's going to make snow in the winter like they normally do when it's cold, and then they're going to store it in the summer when it's warm. How are they going to stop the snow from melting?
Yeah, the idea here is pretty similar to how New Englanders used to store lake ice before refrigeration. So people would harvest it in the winter and then pack it in sawdust and cover it to keep it from the sun. And it would last really for months. Resorts in Europe have been doing this with snow for some time. And again, Liam, the idea is to make snow when it's cold, to stash it away and sort of save it for a rainy day. Burke is looking at a Finnish technology called Snow Secure to do this. Basically, they would cover this pile of snow in thick white polystyrene mats and keep it out of the sun and rain, reflect heat back upward in the summer. This company claims that this can cut energy and water used in snowmaking by about 70% and reduce snowmelt by 10 to 20%.
Abigail, do you know if there are any other Vermont ski areas that are doing snow farming right now?
Yeah, Burke is certainly not alone in navigating these challenges. Craftsbury Outdoor Center has tried this too. They get about 20 fewer inches of snow than they did 30 years ago by their count. They partnered with the University of Vermont a few years back to test out ways to store snow there too. And they found that covering piles in about a foot of packed wood chips with a white blanket over the top was an effective way to do this. So kind of similar to what Burke is trying. Craftsbury says that by doing this, they can actually keep about 60% of a snow pile around until October. So as far as I can tell, Burke, though, is the first Vermont alpine area to try snow farming. More American resorts are catching on. Ski areas in Wisconsin, Idaho, and Utah are also trying snow farming. And that's as the West sees more droughts, which is one of the big impacts that their industry out there is seeing from climate change.
All right, Abigail, you mentioned climate change, and I want to talk a little bit more about that. What can you tell us about why ski areas are starting to look into snow farming now?
Yeah, you need cold, dry weather to make snow. And Vermont ski areas are known nationally for being really good at this. They have a lot of practice. And Liam, it's particularly those very cold nights in the fall that make all of this possible. Unfortunately, nights, especially in the shoulder seasons in winter, are getting warmer here because of climate change. It's one of the fastest warming times that we're seeing. And so this is already shrinking Vermont's normal ski season on top of things like inconsistency in snowfall and other issues there. So absent major steps to curb global greenhouse gas emissions, Vermont's ski industry is expected to shrink by a month by 2080. That's from Vermont's latest climate assessment out of the University of Vermont. If that happens, most small ski areas in the state, potentially ones like Burke, won't be financially viable. So really, this might sound like something that just affects skiers, but skiing is a $1.6 billion industry here. So that would have a big impact on everybody in Vermont's economy if that were to happen. So yeah, we're seeing ski areas really try to look to the future and try to adapt.
That's Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter, Abigail Giles. Abigail, thanks so much.
Thanks, Liam.